Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Lizbeth Calandrino, who is a what do you do, Liz?
I'm an accountability coach.
Okay. And let's talk about that in a minute. But we're also here to talk about how effective women's groups are. So, Liz, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I do coaching, but, you know, just saying you're a coach, a lot of people think that that's going to go on forever. Like, if I join up with a coach, you know, it's kind of like, will I never get done with it? So I call myself more of an accountability coach, which means you tell me what it is you want to achieve, and my job is to get you the skills and just pay attention that you do it. So it's a short, it's really a short-term connection. You know, if you want more, you can have more. But, you know, this way you get what you want done and you move on.
Okay. So give us an idea of if somebody asks you, Liz, I need help. What kind of help can you provide them?
Well, it's funny you said that because I got a call a week ago from a woman, and she said, there are some things we're talking mostly about business and life. And she said, you know, I just started a business not long ago. I'm not doing as well as I should. And so I have some things that I think are really important, and I'd like you to help me get there. Those are the things like she was talking about. She needs funding for her business. She needs to figure out who she's going to hire. So she's got the business going, but there are just some new things that have turned up that she wants some help with.
Okay. A lot of people use the internet and they go to different groups. And there's a number of women's groups on different platforms. Do you think they're effective enough?
Well, it depends what you're going to do there. Now, you know, you've got Women Who Inspire, and I have a group that is in the floor covering industry, and those are women that basically, again, either have businesses or are employees of a business, but they're in the floor covering industry. So here's what, and you've got one that's more inspirational. Not that ours isn't, but I think that one of the things that being in a woman's group does for you, it's kind of like they get you. In other words, you know, you can go in there and talk about things that you really don't feel comfortable in talking in a mixed group, right? Like talking about sick kids and, you know, and share some laughs with things that are pretty much women-oriented.
Okay.
And, you know, so you're supported by like-minded women. And that's one of the things that's pretty important is that, like I said, the women in there, they get you. They know what it's like. And it's a great way to find yourself a mentor, right? So you can look for women who have made it or have what something that you're striving for that you can get. And, you know, this way you can chat with them. And, again, it's really like people genuinely cheering for you, you know, and giving you a boost of confidence around the things that women have to deal with.
So, you know, COVID has changed everything. Before COVID, there was a lot of face-to-face meetings and groups and stuff. So do you think the internet is an effective way, rather than in person, for women to meet and share ideas?
Well, you know, both work. The thing is, at first I thought, oh, my heavens, I have to do Zoom and, you know, that's not going to work. But, you know, one of the things about these online meetings, they kind of save time. You know, when you go to a networking event, you have to get all dressed up. You know, you got to get dressed up from the waist down as well as the waist up, right? You have to get dressed up. You got to get there, and then you got to get home. And so when you get all done, you're probably wasting 3 hours just trying to get the thing together. Now, when you do it online, you know, you just put yourself together. You can even get a fake background to put in your Zoom so that you don't have to worry about if your office is all over the place, because, like I said, Zoom has these backdrops that you can use that look great. So, and, you know, within an hour, you're done, and you're not really that exhausted because you didn't have to go out. And if you live in the Northeast, you didn't have to shovel out your car. So I think that the online serves its purpose, and I'm finding it much more useful than I ever did. You know, I used to think it wasn't very personal. And, you know, I think now that if you connect with people beforehand or find out who you're talking to, if you can, that it's a good way to connect. I think that I think that women take as much advantage of these things as they should. Like, I mean, I have a group, we've got over 2,000 women, and, you know, there's a lot of questions that don't come up that I think are critical these days. And, you know, I would like to see, you know, women talking about diversity and inclusion and specific things that women need in order to work. You know, these days they're needing some kind of daycare, a place to put their kids. You know, they're juggling school, they're juggling they've got parents in, you know, nursing homes. I mean, it just doesn't stop. It used to be, you know, you just went to work, came home, and that was it. Now you got to go to work, come home, be a school teacher, babysitter, school teacher, you know, daycare person. It just doesn't stop for women.
Uh-huh. Wow. So you created your flooring group. When you first started, how many women do you have in the group?
We have over 2,000, and I say we because I was asked early from a couple of women that would I join them, and they were developing a group, and at that point I wasn't in a position, I didn't have time to join them, and then they called me maybe a year later to tell me how many people they had, and I could see the group was really growing, and I'm thinking, I really should be in there. So we've got over 2,000. We have a page that's only women. We have another group, which is men and women, which is our public page, and we're starting to bring in people from LinkedIn.
Great. It's hard getting people together like that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think people join. The big problem is getting people to participate, right? There are a lot of people that join, and you never hear another word out of them. So you've got to create things for them to do. You've got to create polls for them. You have to call your members. I mean, we make it a point. There's three of us. We make it a point to call members. You know, we take a look. We have meetings every week. We just had one a minute ago. We have a Zoom meeting. We look at what's going on in the group, and we talk about who's talking in the group, you know, who's not, who can we call to find out their assessment of what we need to do in the group. So to have a group like this, you have to really pay a lot of attention because you want people to get what they need. Otherwise, they have no reason to be in any of these groups.
Right. So you have Zoom meetings with your group?
No, we have Zoom meetings with the people who started the group. But we do have within our group, we have weekly meetings where we bring in speakers. And we use Zoom or we use another platform. But we bring in people who have, remember, ours is pretty much a business group, so we're always looking for suppliers. They can be male or female that have products or services that we believe would be useful to our members.
Wow. So let's give a little background of you and me. We
okay.
both live in Albany. I met you several years ago. We hit it off. We clicked. We've done a lot of fun things. You've been my inspiration on joining Weight Watchers and losing weight. I think that's incredible. And, you know, I think it works. I think it works when people connect and they have something in common. It's great. What do you think?
Yeah, I really agree with you. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Good. So you and I are going to have weekly, either Zoom or podcast, but we're gonna talk about different issues and how women can benefit from listening to us. What's your feeling? What do you think should be the most important things that we should talk about in the year 2022?
Ah, wow. If I had the big answer to that question, you and I could become zillionaires. I think that looking at the groups, like looking at your group and seeing what they talk about and looking at what seems to be prevalent issues is a good way to start. Mine's more of a business group. Yours is more inspirational. You know, but everybody needs inspiration to move forward, right? That's, even though that could be a topic in itself, you know, how do you get inspired? You know, what do you do to keep yourself going? So, you know, those are the things.
Okay. So, you know, you said you wanted it short and sweet. So we're almost out of time, and what can women expect to hear over the coming weeks?
Well, I mean, you know, it's you and I chatting. You know, we've got a lot of life experience between the two of us.
Right.
We've been around a long time, and
right.
there is some benefit to get an idea of what has already happened and what, you know, where do you fit in that? You can't move backwards, but you can certainly benefit that
right.
have happened. So I that's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking, Cynthia?
I think you're correct. I think you're absolutely correct. And our series is called Motivational Monday. And today's Monday. So everybody listening to this, I'm going to put it on Women Who Inspire. You're going to put it on your group, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll wait for comments and we'll learn that way. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. We want to see what people need. I actually, you know, I'm interested in, you know, people, I look at your group and the things that you post, and, you know, people seem to be very interested in other people's lives, like women who have, you know, really, you know, met or exceeded their goals. So, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay,
anyway,
so. Well, so next week we'll do another show. So let's broaden this out a little bit, Liz. Anybody who is doing something in their community, doing something what they feel is terrific and want to share it, I would be willing to do a show on what they're doing to inspire other women to do the best they can for themselves. So you've been listening to Lisbeth Calandrino. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Focus on Albany. I'm sorry. This is Women Who Inspire. And if you so desire, have your friends join. Thank you. Have a great day.